From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Luke Burbank, Peter Gross, and Bim Adewumni. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Bill. In just a minute, you can have your Sheraton and your Hiltons. Bill staying over at the Rymada in our listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, it is time for a game that we often call
the Trump Dump.
Now, as you know, sometimes the news squeezes out so many Trump stories, we have to cover them all rapid fire in one game. But once in a while, all those stories come from a particular dank sub-basement of the Trump dump, where all the gunky stuff tends to collect. So this time, we're calling it
the Scott Pruitt Sump Pump.
So guys, what we're going to do, we're going to ask you very quickly true or false questions about the embattled administrator of the EPA. Get it right, you get a point. Here we go. Peter, true or false, Scott Pruitt spent $1,500 of government funds to get fountain pens engraved with his signature.
I'm going to say true.
It is true. It is not true, however, that the ink is the blood of endangered animals. Bim, true or false, Scott Pruitt had an EPA employee set up a meeting to get his wife an El Pollo Loco franchise.
False.
It is, of course, false. It's ridiculous. It was a Chick-fil-A. Luke, true or false, Scott Pruitt called the police and requested a 24-hour security detail after someone taped up a photo of him in an EPA elevator with a mustache drawn on it.
I'm going to say false.
No, it's true. That's why he demanded the 24-hour security. We like to imagine the Secret Service agent diving in front of the kid with the Sharpie going, no! Peter, true or false, Scott yes. Pruitt has been accused of sending that very same security detail out to the Ritz-Carlton to buy him moisturizing lotion.
Sure, true.
It is true. It also would have been accurate to say instead Ritz-Carlton's, because apparently the first couple of hotels they tried did not have it in stock. Bim, true or false, in a White House meeting, Scott Pruitt was criticized for spending too many hours working in his office.
False.
It is, of course, false. He was criticized for having too many meals over in the White House dining hall. Luke, true or false, Scott Pruitt had an EPA employee try to procure a used mattress from a Trump hotel for him.
That is absolutely true.
That is true. He did do that. He is currently being investigated by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee for that and other, quote, abuses of power. But the probe centers around this question. If you had any power at all, why would you choose to sleep on a used mattress from the Trump International Hotel?
Also, what is it about this administration and mattresses? Everybody has some weird mattress fetish.
It's true. These things happen too frequently this week to get them all in. He also was revealed to be constantly sending out his employees to get him Greek yogurt and energy bars.
That's cool. I feel like that's just him being healthy and conscious.
Well, all right, then. All right, Mr. Pruitt, we'll give you that one.
Yeah, but you don't know what he wanted to do with that Greek yogurt and those energy bars.
They were probiotics because he was having trouble with his Trump dump.
Now, panel, it's time for some questions about the rest of the week's news. Bim, at the Goat Island Lodge in Australia, a popular destination, one of the big attractions has been Pippa the dog, known for years for its habit of taunting another popular resident, Casey the crocodile. Well, this week, what happened to Pippa?
I wish I could say that they eloped to Reno. But surely Pippa was eaten.
Yes, in fact. Pippa the dog, little terrier, was known for her habit of tormenting and scaring the much bigger Casey the crocodile, much to delight of guests of the lodge. They used to come watch. In 2017, owner Kai Hansen described the famous rivalry to a reporter saying, quote, "You will see things that you do not believe possible," which was true. Until the day this week when everybody saw a thing that everybody believed inevitable. This week, after being years of being tormented by this little dog, Casey got sweet revenge as a dozen tourists watch him eat Pippa like a furry little granola bar. But look, kids, it's the circle of life!
Is there any report on what's happened to Casey? Is she in
rehab? No, actually, the owner was like, "I'm totally fine with Casey. Casey was being a crocodile. That's what crocodiles do." It's like, Pippa knew the risks.
You knew what you signed up for.
That's what happened. It's like, you know, for years, right, this crocodile would crawl up out of its pond, and the dog would go, yip, 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 and the crocodile would go, ah, and would run away. And then just one day, apparently, the crocodile was like, wait.
I think every time it went back to the pond, it's like, its friends were like, that dog is making you look ridiculous.
Oh, my crikey, it's fine.